I'm not only welcoming you to the show, I welcome you to the month of December. Yes, it is the first day of the month of December in the year 2021. So this is me wishing you a happy new month and Merry Christmas in advance to my Christian brothers and sisters. Yeah, I mean, it's getting to that time of the year where you get to kill anything, not aside human beings, yeah. Yes, but you can kill anything, kill fowls, like kill whatever kind of bird, kill goats, kill cows, whatever. And then invite me to come marry with you. Okay. All right, that's just me joking. But hey, I am so excited that we made it through. I am saying we because I am here and you are there. But together, we are in the month of December. Feels good, yeah. So yes, you should be grateful. I know the year is gradually coming to an end and some of you are kind of not happy with the way things turn out to be. Most of us had massive goals, things that we wanted to achieve and all that. But like they do say, life do happen. So please take it easy on yourself. You have a whole month to change things, to make things happen. And if they don't worry, you have next year. You can use this month to re-strategize. All right, it's never too late and you are never too old. Thank you so much for always being on the other side of the radio. I feel excited that you are there, but together we are in the month of December. Welcome once again. Now this is the chat station where we discuss matters of the heart, and yesterday we had an interesting conversation on what Aduke said. Yes, Aduke is the wife of former President Olusegun Obasanjo. So I promised I was going to bring it back on air as towards the end of the show. Someone sent a text notifying us on how he finds it very difficult to apologize to his girl, and he's pretty scared of getting into marriage with that attitude. So Dennis and I promised that we're going to start the show with that text and give tips on how to apologize to your partner. Before going into the day's topic, I'm actually looking at the time, and from the bottom of my heart, I am praying. Okay, I really do hoping that we find a way to squeeze in two topics before we get into the hookup edition of the show. So let me just put this out there and also get your take. If you weren't able to be part of the show yesterday, feel free to contribute. Yes, as we'll be giving out tips. Okay, so Aduke Obasanjo, the wife of former President Olusegun Obasanjo, has told women not to respect their husbands to apologize to them. According to a report, she said that sometime last week Sunday to be precise, at an event in Ketu here in Lagos State, Mrs. Obasanjo, who represented her husband at the occasion, reportedly advised women on how to keep their homes and cautioned them against involving third parties in their marriages. She also urged women not to disrespect their husbands, especially those women paying bills in the family, adding that they are only lucky to be blessed by God. She said, "Women who show that the responsibilities of their husbands are only lucky to be blessed by God. It's never enough for them to disrespect their husbands. Instead of expecting a man to say sorry, women should learn how to lead their husbands to the bedroom and touch them romantically. Whatever you do in the house will have an impact on the children, and those children are the seed that will give us rest of mind. The rest of mind you give your husband is important." Okay. So, yesterday we asked of your take, and also we asked if you are in support or not with her statement. And also, who should apologize first in a relationship? Then how should a man apologize to his woman? And also, if some women view men who apologize as being weak. So we want to get your take. Feel free to be part of the show if you were able to call in yesterday, as we'll be giving tips on how to apologize to your partner. So quickly, let's do this. 0700-993-993-993. I'll take that again. 0700-993-993-993. feel free to write on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And ladies, also let us know, how would you want your man to apologize to you? Would you want him to actually go on his knees and say, I'm sorry? Or you prefer him buying you gifts, maybe a car, or paying for a trip for you, you know, taking care of your shopping? How would you want your man to apologize to you? Let's have this conversation. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. Let's do this. Hello?
Hey, Ada, good morning.
Yes, good morning. So nice that we're starting with a lady. What's your name?
Prudence.
Hello?
This is Prudence calling from Ikeja.
All right, Prudence, welcome.
Thanks. For me, I don't think if my husband or boyfriend offends me, she doesn't apologize. No, I won't take that.
No. You want him to apologize, yeah?
Of course, nah. Apologize, nah. No, you apologize. Tell me you are sorry. Let it sink into my head. That, yeah.
She said let it sink into her head.
Not the one that you buy me a car or buy me. I want someone to accept.
Really?
Tell me yes. You offend me, say you're sorry. Not the one that you tell me you're buying this, you're buying that. No.
Ah.
Say you're sorry. Let me understand that you're really, really sorry.
Really? So if he gives you a car without saying sorry, you'll not take?
I won't.
Are you being serious and honest right now?
I'm being very, very honest right now. I won't.
Wow.
Just tell me you're sorry. That's all I want to do. And you prove to me that you're deeply sorry. I don't need gifts. Prove to me from your actions that you're really, really apologetic. No, not by buying the gifts.
Uh-huh.
I can send gifts on another day, or not on the day that you offended me. Remember?
Okay. Thank you, dear, for calling. Thank you. Oh, dear. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Moyo. We missed you yesterday.
Yeah.
Welcome, Moyo.
I'm so sorry, sir. I think I've seen you too much. Hello?
We can hear you, Moyo.
For me, I like him to surprise me.
Not him apologizing, but surprising you.
Yes. I'm very rich to forgive. I don't keep it in my mind. So I just like surprised. I don't know anything, not be a cow, anything. So I'm good. Just surprised by the.
Wait, you don't need car, you don't need anything, you're good. Just surprised.
I'm just saying. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Karama.
Hi, comrade.
Karama, I did not hear anything when we talk. And anytime when Moses is call, the first 10 seconds, you know, go talk loud.
Moses, I've not called in here. All right, so let's say.
The first time when we talk for the free show.
Exactly. This is not life and dangerous. Yes. Welcome.
I support everything where that in the Sabbath said.
What? That women should not allow their husbands apologize.
Ada, let me tell you something.
Please tell me.
Me, there's no book that is written in this life. A man or a woman will apologize. There must be a scenario that may warrant you to apologize. Let me tell you something. My wife can never watch play too. Anytime I come back from work, if I see how started, I will shout. I go see that finish. Do you know why they apologize?
Why?
If she stand my lips, eh? If she stand my lips, that my lips when she goes start, she goes stand my food, oh, stand me my water, still give me her. For her means inside of you. But she can never say good morning, oh, for how many until I apologize.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So it is not my thing to say, Emma, there is a scenario. There is, I don't know what the English word is. There is a situation that may warrant a man over to apologize. What does that mean?
Okay.
For them to move ahead, the men know what to holler. The women know what to holler. That's why I tell you, see people when they say, not within that force, they go to apologize.
Mm.
Let me talk for now. I will go back. You know, that means that anytime I want to use my thoughts, let me call me back.
Yes,
I will go
yes,
back.
He said so. Okay, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 28 minutes gone past 12. And Dennis just walked into the studio. So, good morning, Mr. Dennis. You're late tonight.
Ada.
I'll punish you later.
Can you imagine?
Else, okay. But you
apologies
have,
for coming late.
Are you apologizing to me or you're apologizing to who's listening?
I'm apologizing to who is listening.
What about me?
You will do it off air.
All right. Can you just leave the studio?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Welcome, Anna. Welcome, Dennis.
So, good morning to you. I was really, really... Oh, okay. Hello.
Sorry. Yeah, hello.
No, it's fine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, are you there? Okay.
Okay.
So, as I was talking... I know Ada would say, CBC, I apologize. Yes, because I came in late. That one is different. So, this same topic, and I think I still have to remain my stay in my lane.
Mm.
Abi, should I change?
Are you asking me? It's up to you.
I'm asking you.
No, you can't ask me because I... Okay, let me not say what I want to say about your opinion. It's fine.
And I say
good to have you here. Not like I am scared of you. I still disagree with that stand of yours. But let's hear from Lagos. Hello? Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is Vidal. I called earlier on, but I think, my radio was on, though.
Okay.
So how is the nigga just walked into the studio, Mr. Dennis? How you doing now?
Hi, Dick Agbe. Good morning.
Yeah, Dennis. I get one brother, they bear that name back in those days, you know, sir. Don't mind my English.
I hope the bros fine, because I fine, though.
I don't know, Dennis, they fine. You yellow.
I yellow small.
A very confused human.
And how do you mean I'm confused? Don't mind, Ada, talk to me.
You don't say anything before anything now.
Do you understand?
See, no matter that, just talk.
That kind of thing. Okay, back to the matter. I'm in my late 30s as I'm talking to you right now. And if I told you I've never had a girlfriend before, you might be startled.
No.
Yeah, I've never had a girlfriend before, you understand? I'm in my late, as in some few months, I'm going to be 40. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you just imagine, I've been in this world for a while now. You understand? So... But you see, I called you earlier on, if you heard me, when you're talking about a man sleeping on his child 3 years old. I told you I love ladies, but I got real control of myself.
Okay.
I can tell you that I don't have a girlfriend because I find it difficult, you know. I don't know, that's just me. Maybe walking with a girl on the street. You know, all those things. I just feel, man, I just love fighting. I don't love to be chill. Chilling on my own, listening to music or, you know, watching football. You know, that's where I get drive my phone. You understand? But it's actually, I don't like ladies. When I want to get my catch my trips, I know how to catch my trips.
Okay.
Feel me?
Okay.
When it comes to giving ladies apology,
yes,
coming from someone like me who's very stubborn. Holy Christ. Now, kiss, I go give the day, bro.
Wait, after offending her, instead of saying sorry, you will walk up to her and offer her
a
kiss.
Let me tell you something.
I will bite your nose off.
Once I love a babe, I will hardly offend her. No, Ada, listen to me. Once I love a babe, I will hardly offend her. Because
okay.
I can be a mumu for a babe that I love. Mm. If I de offend babe, and at the time I give apologies, you know, once or twice or almost every time, that means I know they feel that babe, bro. You know, maybe I de feel some portion for the body, and I'm not that kind of person. So if I'm going to be with a babe, that means I really feel I'm dying and there will be hardly issues. That's just what's up.
Hard.
The issues in my heart, my body, just be mild. All those mild issues that she just looks at me and say, you're naughty. That kind of thing. You understand? And when she says I'm naughty, I would just kiss her. And just tell her, man, what's up, man? The bed is crying. Let's go make it happy. Let's go make it smile. I can't even think. That's what it be. Mr. Dennis, you feel me now.
You do me vex. Instead of you to tell me sorry, you're telling me the bed is crying. Let's go make it happy. Oh, guy, you go mop the tears.
Instead of me to tell you sorry, Ada, I'm going to come and see
you.
You
go mop the tears on top of that bed.
You say, Ada is so cute and small that you can put her in a handbag.
Oh, you're joining Daddy Freeze. Okay. Thank you. Join Daddy Freeze, okay? Yeah, thank you very much for calling, by the way. All right, 33 minutes gone past 12. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chat Station. And by the way, guys, I'm live on Instagram at Adablezy, Adablezy. We're taking comments from here. So we're talking about former President Obasanjo's wife, Aduke Obasanjo, who said that women should not let their husbands apologize, that it's not right for a man to apologize, that when a man pisses a woman off, instead of her waiting for the man to apologize, she should go to the bedroom and touch him romantically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're having this conversation. Yeah?
Sweet.
Is it wrong for a man to apologize to his woman? And please, how do you apologize to your partner? Yes. What do you do? Are you the type that will outrightly say, baby, I am sorry, please forgive me? Or you instead buy her a car, buy her something nice just to make her happy? Or you be like Dennis, you wait for her to come and touch you romantically in the other room.
Or you know, touch me.
Okay. We have this comment here on Instagram, Memphis Kelly. Hope I got your name right though. Okay. Good morning, Ada. For me, I'll pet her and buy her her favorite. And better still, cook her favorite. And later, we feed snack. Ah.
Bam.
Ah. What's so difficult in saying, I am sorry? You rather go through the corners, buy her gifts, pet her, kiss her, and then go down with her. Who said sex is our problem? Who? Sex is not my problem. If you wrong me, say sorry.
It's not about sex is different from sex.
I don't understand. If I am angry, what's giving the assurance that I'm going to be wet in the other room?
Because
sex is a thing of the mind.
There's a heavy tendency.
That what? I won't even let you touch me.
When you start rubbing his head.
You wait, I am pissed. I will now start rubbing your head. Okay. Hello.
The process of rubbing is there, so you can wait.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Ada Blessing, good morning.
Yes, good morning, dear.
This is Chelsea from Ikorodu.
Okay.
About the topic you bring in this morning.
Yeah.
I myself, you know, at times women.
Yeah.
They like their husband to be pampered then. You understand?
Yeah.
But I too, I can apologize to my wife.
Okay.
But not all the time. You understand?
What do you mean by not all the time?
Thank you. You know, at times, if I do something that I know that my wife is making me annoying, that is staying, I have to apologize to her. Just to give away or to let him bring that thing out in mind. I think you understand me.
Okay.
So, I can apologize to my wife. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. You see, he can apologize to the wife, not someone like Dennis, who finds it very difficult to say sorry.
Hello?
It's not.
Yeah. This is your calling back.
Okay, Moyo, welcome.
Yeah. See, that is it. You know, some guys, if you offend a lady, for example, you want to say sorry to that lady, you would not tell them sorry. Does it make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Really?
It does not. No.
It does.
Really, you offend me, for example, and want to apologize to you for not telling you sorry again. You are the one I had to fault, not me.
Moyo, you have to try new things. Like I said yesterday. Oh, by the way, you didn't listen yesterday. Try new things. Have you tried it before?
I was done yesterday, so I can't able to call.
Oh, sorry. Have you tried it before?
I'm not like, I've not tried.
Oh, yeah, I tried. I dare you to try it.
I'm sorry.
No. You tried and come back for testimony.
If you offend me, personally forward. If you offend me, you apologize to me.
Do you understand?
Yes, I mean, apologize.
Ada, calm down. Not be you are the fool talk.
No, for real. You're talking to ladies.
Let me talk to Moyo now.
Okay, if you're at four.
Ada,
are you Moyo now?
Simple.
You
know, apologize.
Ada, listen.
Yeah.
You know some guys, they'll be bullying that smart. They won't tell you sorry. They want you to tell them sorry. I'm gonna offend you. I've not done it before in my life, and I'm not sure I'm going to do it safe. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I cannot do it. If I offend you, I'll tell you sorry. If you don't tell me sorry, that's all. But I'm not telling you sorry, and you're at fault already. I will not do it. That one is not a new thing. I cannot do it, and I will not do it. I'm sorry. So that's my own opinion.
Okay, Boyo, thank you very much, and thanks for keeping it 100. I really appreciate that call. All right, we have this comment here on Instagram. Like I said, I am live on Instagram at AdaBlazy. Aha, someone is asking about my baby face. Wahala. Okay, Sam, well, that's 45. Thank you very much. Hello, Ada, you look beautiful. Yeah, thank you. As beautiful as I am, you now come and get me angry. You wait for me to come and romance you. Touch you romantically. You have to pack one side, though.
Is it even wrong to touch him romantically again?
I am not saying it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
See, like I said yesterday, I am very clingy here. I love romance.
Oh.
I am the type that always want to be around my partner. I want to touch you. I want you to touch me. Do you understand? I want us to just have fun. Yeah. But not after getting me angry. You now expect me, as angry as I am, I will now start touching you, rubbing your head, touching you romantically, and then say sorry. Like, what am I apologizing for?
Is it one thing?
Am I apologizing that you got me angry and then
Try something you don't know
that's
about.
That's not something new to
and
try.
Come back from testimony.
That is never something new to try. I mean, that is annoying.
Try it first and see how it is.
No, you're going to be taken for granted.
Who's
he's going to take you for a ride.
Ooh.
I am the one telling you.
No, you're telling me what he says.
There is every tendency in human.
The man will respect it. The man will cherish it.
There is every tendency for humans, to take people for granted. Like, oh, okay, is he not Ada? Let me just offend her.
Don't assume.
Someone like Ada, if I offend her, she will come back and apologize. That person will never.
I disagree with you.
Excuse me, Dennis.
I disagree.
Okay, still live. Prince_EmpireNail. Good evening. Big shout out to Prince. By the way, Prince is on my live, and Prince is an amazing guy. Prince does
Prince.
My he handles my nails.
Okay.
He does it. He's so good. Yeah, I'm currently having his work. An amazing piece. Yeah, I know. Big shout out to you, Prince. Yeah. Okay, more calls 0700-993-993-993. Big shout out to you. Let's take more calls.
You under my own ears.
You're such a case, Dennis. Hello. Hello.
Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Frank.
So, you expect me to come and be begging you out?
When you offend me, yes, with my full chest.
See, let me tell you. Have you seen all these great, great women? She a great woman. Did you see what she said?
Oh, great woman. Thank you.
Oh, how is that being great?
Mr. Frank, thank you.
No, listen, Mr. Frank, how is that being great?
They said, there's a saying that said that if you want to become great, you serve.
You know, I think this is going to go well.
Yes, yes.
Respect her husband till like. I don't know.
Mr. Frank, I don't understand why you people are misunderstanding me.
Do you know a woman president in Tanzania? This woman is still walking down and having her husband food till tomorrow.
Mr. Frank, don't get me wrong.
Wait,
I am not saying women should not do that. So that you're doing all that, a man should offend you. You will not wait for him to apologize.
Demonic people.
Okay, that got me. Demonic, really?
Mr. Frank, continue.
Demonic people.
Continue, I'm with you.
You see, let me tell you.
Tell me.
Any day you will have a friend that say he's a friend, not to feed me. I don't want to finish that dubious language. Any day you have a friend that is practicing that useless thing.
Thank you, James.
That day, I will disown you.
Ah, you never owned me, oh.
Case closed.
I'm telling you honestly. Follow the full step of
don't
my
worry.
Life.
I'll reciprocate.
So that you
action.
Can be great.
I don't understand. Don't get me wrong. I will love my husband, yeah? Mr. Frank, I will love my husband. I'll buy him gifts. I'll serve him. I'll treat him like a king that he is because I am his queen.
Apologize.
But not when he pissed me off. I will now go and apologize and be like, oh, but baby, I am sorry. What exactly am I apologizing for? That I am angry that he got me angry?
Now.
Come on.
You want me to cut?
Don't cut to. Mr. Frank, you are on my side. Don't cut to.
This woman. I will love this woman till the next 30 years.
Let our messenger catch you.
If he catch me, if I go to prison because I love that woman, no problem.
Ah.
Let me go to prison because of that sweet, beautiful comment.
Okay.
Okay.
That men should not apologize. That's a beautiful comment.
The generation will be great.
I will never marry such a man.
Women, I want to be hearing their voice.
Oh, really?
Not all those lekwa people that we've been doing as if they hate men. But
we don't hate men. We just want people to act right.
The man's money.
If we don't hate him,
we don't hate men.
Apologize.
We just want people to do what is morally right. How can you say you piss me off? I should not come and apologize. For what exactly? That my feelings are not valid? No, it's I've not always not been feelings. Involved in gender fights.
Like, we're not talking about feelings.
We're talking about what?
You know.
She don't even know what to classify that. Exactly, because there's nothing there
Ada, wait, let me talk that.
No, Dennis. Okay.
We're talking about love.
Okay.
When it comes to love, there's no... I'm the one in charge. See, you just have to do something new. Now, when this woman... I believe that's the essence of both of them being, you know, stay together. But the thing is that
don't you think our mothers were suffering in marriages?
No, I don't think so.
They were not speaking up.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
They were not suffering. If they were suffering, they wouldn't have successful marriages.
What gave me the assurance that they had successful marriages? Because they were enduring.
You just have to endure.
Why?
People are not perfect.
Why? Excuse me. Why should you endure marriage? Marriage is supposed to be a place for you to enjoy. It's a place where, as tough as the world is, yeah, you get back home, you're relaxed. Not a place where you're enduring the world, you're enduring the stress of the world, and then you're back home, you're enduring your marriage. I mean, that's crazy.
It's not everything, it's always a roller coaster. Do you understand?
I know.
That's the point.
Even life itself. But this particular decision of, you know, subjecting women to always come and apologize, even when the man wrongs them, I think that's barbaric. Okay, I will never
subscribe to that. I will never. She knows what she's saying.
I am not calling anyone a fool indirectly. Okay. But we have the wise. We have wise people. Mm-hmm. We have fools. Now, the wise and the foolish people, they also grow old.
No, don't take it that side.
That's enough. No, no, no. You said she's an elderly woman. Excuse me. The fools also give advice. They also grow old and then they gather people and advise them.
This is a wise advice. Not
What did you use in gauging her level of smartness?
Because she's intelligent. She's whole.
How are you?
In fact, that statement is even powerful.
How? Because she's romancing your ego.
Not ego now, Ada.
See, we can never come to an agreement, Dennis. See this particular topic.
Hello.
Yes.
We are talk.
First of all, I want to say Happy New Month to everybody.
Thank you very much.
I want to say
Happy Christmas in advance to everybody.
Yes, send the location.
Because this is we just enter into a new beautiful month now.
I know.
With a beautiful topic.
I know, right?
That suits me.
Okay.
A beautiful topic that moment should learn a good thing. Learn how to be handling me.
No, you should learn how whenever you piss Adam mommy off, you say, Ada, I am sorry. Mr. Frank, you piss me off on this radio, I will cut you off. And I will never call to say, Mr. Frank, I am sorry.
Why would you cut him off?
No.
See,
today, Mr. Frank is on my side.
If you cut me off,
Mr. Frank, nobody's cutting you off.
Are you hearing me?
I'm on your side.
If you cut me off, you are blushing on me, not that you are angry. You are blushing. You want to cut me off so that I will call you and I will be okay, sorry. No, I will not do that. I will do it again. Cut me off.
See, Mr. Frank, I'm on your side. Nobody will cut you off.
But you cut me now.
Let I lie. Go. Continue, I'm here.
Then listen. Isn't this to be sitting me? I don't know if I'm
mad
like this. I'll be behaving
so well. Ah, okay.
Oh, God, Frank.
I must buy mineral for this woman this year. I must find her.
She's not in need of your bottle.
I'm telling you honestly. I don't know that great people are still in this country.
Yeah, still here. Wow.
All those Femi people have scattered everywhere. God will punish all of them.
No, Mr. Frank, I'm not going to let you do that on the radio.
You are taking
it
past that.
Exactly. No, you can't use this platform to leak hers, even if I know it's not going to work. But hey, okay, let's be guarded. We are just expressing ourselves. Of course, we are going to disagree to finally agree. But you can disagree politely, all right? We have this comment here from James. To tell your woman sorry doesn't change anything from you as a man. Okay. Like I said, I am still live on Instagram and I am taking comments here.
So for the woman to tell him sorry doesn't change anything.
A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. Don't get me wrong. As a woman.
Ada, you have not answered my question.
Listen, it's... No,
you
it
jump
doesn't.
Past my question.
It doesn't.
This is not fair.
As a woman, yeah? If I offend you as a man, if I offend you as a woman, if I offend you as a human, even if you are a child... It takes nothing, absolutely nothing from me to say I am sorry. I do that to even my younger brothers. I do that to even my little cousin. My cousin is 5. And I also have a cousin that is 3. The day I promised to buy him a lunchbox and I forgot. And he called me. Auntie Ada, you promised me a lunchbox. First thing I said was, I am sorry. I'll do that next week. I apologize. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It takes nothing from me.
Oh.
Do you understand? But not when you
said,
as a man.
You just said that it takes nothing from you.
Exactly.
Oh.
That was me at fault.
So go ahead.
No, listen, that was me at fault. That was me promising a child something and not keeping to my word and not even calling him to let him know, okay, I won't be able to come through for you this weekend. I'll do it next week. That was me raising his hope. He was obviously heartbroken. He was sad. So when he called through the mom's phone, he expressed his feelings. And his feelings were valid because he was expecting that lunchbox. I had to apologize. But I'm just putting that out there that I can also apologize to even a year-old child. It takes nothing. But not when you as an adult, you get me angry just because I am your wife. You feel I am subjected to always make the home peaceful. To come back and apologize. Like I don't have feelings.
Objection, you are not subjected.
No. That's what you guys are implying.
Nobody's
implying.
That
a woman should
energy.
Always go
in
to
fact,
a man
when,
and say
when
sorry.
A woman,
even when the man
woman,
is at fault.
When a woman
no, I can't take
such,
that.
You gain more respect. You gain more love. Do you understand?
What silly respect? From hiding, concealing my feelings.
Literally you express your feelings. There's nobody like nobody's seeing you.
Expressing my feelings by going to touch him romantically. Then whenever I romance his ego and he now feels like a man and touches me back, then I'll not tell him, baby, you got me angry earlier on.
You can express your feelings.
I don't go talk to you for that house.
Wait, do you know that's the important and like crucial time to express your feelings?
So why can't the man have the same energy? No.
Because that's the time those words.
Why can't the man
rub his energy?
Why can't that son of Adam return from work, come back and rub my own head and tell me, baby, I'm sorry I got you angry in the morning. Why?
Anna, do you have it?
Oh no, I don't. I think with my toes.
Ada, see, when you do that to your man, trust me, Ada, let me tell you. See, that year, that month, he will be looking at it like with wonders. In fact, he won't want to leave you. Your son, he would not even want to leave you.
So why can't the man have the same energy to make me not want to leave him? Why?
Why would you leave him?
Oh, really? You're just... I don't want to say you're too African because some Africans are sensitive. But tonight, I am...
I'm African man. See, it's not about African man. This is about...
You have to read books.
Not books.
This is about trying new things. This is one of the things that will actually lead you to hell if you try.
Which you mean hell? And you are just you're leaving the topic. What is hell again?
I am beginning to sound like one of these mommy geos on Instagram. that was just me joking. This is not one of the things to try.
Just try.
It's not.
This is an elderly woman coming out.
It's
to
an
say,
abuse. It's an abuse on
this is an
on
elderly
human
woman
rights.
Coming out to see this. Don't you think that you
I said
to,
something?
Wait,
yeah?
Don't you think that you have to reason?
The wise,
you have to understand
the wise
where
and
she's
the
coming
fool,
from, where she's going. Yep.
The wise and the foolish, they grow old.
And I wait.
So
now.
Make your choice.
It's not about wise and foolish. Didn't you think that this woman is going somewhere with this statement? She's coming from somewhere.
She has no direction.
Uh-uh.
66freezy99 on Instagram says, saying sorry to your woman is just cute, in my opinion. All right. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Endure work, enjoy at home, not the other way around. Thank you very much. Manuch 2205 on Instagram says, if you love the person, apologizing should not be an issue. Thank you. EKM_YT. Hada, you're taking it too personal, though. Everyone has their opinion. Of course, I'm going to take it personal. Why subjecting women to always apologize even when they're not at fault? Delison Official. Well, for me, apologies these days are more like script, just to keep things going, even when it doesn't come from the heart. I think there is no need waiting on who goes first, depending on how strong their love is. You know, men and their ego, they can be unnecessarily proud. Thank you very much. That line says it all. King Darylex, right? Firstly, when I realize my mistake, we'll call her and apologize to her. I am sorry. Exactly. Takes nothing from you. Lugard_Odiakause. Okay. If the man is wrong, he should apologize. If the woman, let her apologize. Both of them should learn to apologize to each other. Saying I'm sorry doesn't mean anything to me. Thank you very much. God bless you. James, all these people normally say sorry to their women secretly. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, this swim guru. All right. My own way of apologizing to Bae is getting home early and preparing her favorite meal, and which is Eforiro and Semo. And after that, the doors of heaven will be open for me. Wow. Please come more. Somebody can go find me one day. The last little official, but for me, apology is very important. It shows you care for each other's feelings. Exactly. Yeah. Sister 63Z99. It's just a way of humbling yourself to her. Okay. That your colleague is like someone that apologizes every day. Thank you. That I support. He will come here and be acting like his one.
It's a different thing. Let's not mix it up.
Man.
Huh?
Hello.
Are you there?
I just did the argue. And I'm here. I want to talk. They're just arguing.
Okay. You don't come now. Talk. You are here now. Talk.
Please put me in a good mood now. Mr. Temu.
Hey. Okay, Moses,
welcome. Annoying you.
Tell him.
See, just support me.
Let why me are you soliciting for support?
Mr. Demi.
Oh, yeah, talk to me.
You know what? You're annoying me. With all sincerity, I'm telling you the fact.
Oh, sorry.
You everything?
Oh.
Yeah, you're annoying me.
Oh, yeah, Pele.
I don't understand talk this.
Okay. Forget African man. If you can apologize to your child, but your ego will not allow you. Yes. If you can apologize to your child, what stops you from apologizing to your wife? Because you can apologize to your wife. That's why you can still help them at the kitchen. You can help them. You're busy watching football. Why do somebody's busy working and you think you're entitled to that job? You understand? It's just love helping each other. It's just help one another to get fond of one another.
Yeah?
It helped one another not to be able to do without one another. It's no big deal. It's left for the wise to understand. It's not by I'm a man. You do something that when you are not around, they will always feel your presence.
Right.
You that's understand?
That's it.
So, you said it all. Should stop you from saying, darling, with a lovely kiss, I'm sorry.
As a man, yeah?
For 10 years. Yeah. Exactly. A man should apologize. A woman should.
Exactly. It's not gender based.
Like ego.
True.
If you know you can hurt yourself, why then hurt the one you claim you love?
Bless your heart, Moses.
You understand?
Moses, wait.
You should not hurt your wife. If you do, learn to show concern by apologizing.
Absolutely.
By helping her feel that you are concerned about anything she's going through. You understand?
Yeah, we do.
So one fact is, apologizing is no big deal. Even some people say you can just apologize to let it go. You don't apologize like that. I will know if you're apologizing and it's not coming from your heart. I don't know the kind of person you're dealing with, but there's a way you apologize to me. I know this is not coming from your heart and I'm not going to accept it. You understand? It's a fact.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to keep peace, you learn to use the word, I'm sorry. You understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just something you call love. If you love people, you need to show it.
Thank you.
You need to learn to do these things today. I beg many people, learn to do these things today. Learn to treat a man. Learn to treat a woman. Trust me, you can't get to husband house or you can't get married and say you want to be that person you are never or you have never been.
True that.
What you start practicing today is what you're going to end up being tomorrow.
Okay, Moses.
So if you want to be a good man, start practicing it today. And if you want to be a good woman, start practicing it today. And stop calling to radio stations and they're abusing. People that abuse, I think those people have hot tempers. They learn how to abuse. Their mouth is very sharp. Gonna they control their temper, more than they know how to talk.
Moses, right. Let me ask you a question.
Thank you.
Let me ask Moses a question.
Ask me.
You're like your wife or your babe, you offend her and she turn to you and rub your head, take you to the room, what would you do? How would you feel?
I offend her.
Yeah.
And she, like, Moses will not even wait for her to come and rub his head.
You are bullying me inside the studio. Let me ask Moses a question.
Let me tell you what I'm good in, which is my problem, even in
Moses, did you get my question?
I get your question quite all right.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what I'm good in.
Yeah.
And it's affecting me even in my relationship. The truth is that I discovered that people don't like truth. Let me tell you, if you rub my head, trust me, I will not stop telling you that you have not apologized. Yes, because you need to show me. Just like, for example, I call somebody, I call, and the person never picked my call. And only for the person to call me back or for me to call, I will start talking like I said they, and never talked about the call I called him or her. I always remind you, didn't you see my missed call?
Exactly.
Can't you even first of all say, sorry, I saw your missed call. This is what I'm doing. I always do that.
Okay.
You don't just ignore the bad you have done to somebody.
True that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Moses. Thank you so much. Don't mind likes of Dennis. Hello.
Hello.
Moya, welcome back.
Yeah, this is Moya. Yeah. I want to talk to Dennis.
Feel free, my dear.
Right. Hello, Dennis.
You have all day.
Ada, wait. Yeah. What did she say?
I don't want to talk to you. Yeah, I think that...
Oh, yeah, talk to me.
I want to ask one question. The question is that... So if you offend a lady, for example, know that I'm telling you sorry. So I want her to tell you sorry first.
Yes.
Hello. For what? Dennis, for what? You offend her, want her to tell you sorry. No. I cannot work like that. I'm sorry.
Why can't you work like that?
So if you're girlfriend now.
I want her to be spontaneous. I want her to try new things. I just want her to just make...
Make
it look romantic.
It's wrong. No, no. That one is not romantic, excuse me.
Ah.
That one is not.
It's not.
If you're the lady...
I agree.
Tell her sorry. Sorry, what is there to tell me about the story? So for example, if I'm married, you're married now. Now it starts being a date like a lady outside. So not tell your wife sorry.
Answer.
No, she has asked me questions.
Answer now.
How many questions are you asking me? I don't even know. Me, I'm confused.
Exactly, because you don't have anything to say.
She's asking me plenty of questions.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
I said, for example, you're married.
Offend her.
For example, you say you cannot apologize, cannot say sorry to her. For example, you're married and you now went outside to go and pick now the lady outside.
Exactly.
You want to tell her sorry or not?
No, it's different now. It's different. She's
what?
He's different. She's the one to not apologize to me. If she do something like that, I will open my hands and hug her. I will be surprised anyway.
Both your hearts will be close forever.
So you cannot say sorry.
What do you mean close forever?
if you're
so sorry, is in your mouth, it's very difficult for to tell me sorry.
I've answered your question now.
That is not my question. Dennis, please.
Thank you very much for calling Moyo. Thank you. He will learn.
It's not about learn.
Hello. Hi, comrade.
I want to ask you and Dennis question. Dennis, welcome.
Feel free.
Good morning.
And I want you people to open ear and listen to my question.
Go ahead.
I've seen so many men and women, eh?
Mm.
Some men will go and drink, come back, carry their shoes, sleep. They will paraphrase their woman. After paraphrase their woman, they don't go tell them sorry. The woman will still give them food. They will enter bed. When I was in village, I see one of my brother, my village, when they got Ndolu. Do you know the name of Ndolu?
No.
Ndolu means my neck. He go beat this woman, so the last woman do that, they go carry 2x4. Wipe this woman, the head break. After what we think that this woman, a poor out of town, run. After 5 years, he come back. So what I want to tell you is, what do you have to say about some men, what's the point of being a woman? And they don't go tell the woman, sorry.
That's an abusive relationship. That relationship is toxic. And that the woman still feeding the man does not mean she's apologizing to him or that she's okay with what's happening. Some women just don't know when to call it quits. And it's so sad that she found herself in that situation. Now, see with the problems here, she let it linger for a while. She endured the whole marriage thinging. And then what finally happened? She poured him water. Now, if that man was acting right, do you think they would have gotten to that level? Of course not. So it's never the best. If you have a woman who is always coming to you, apologizing, you know, condoning your excesses, it will get to a point where she will just bust it out because she can't endure it anymore. And then the reaction will be so disastrous.
Ada?
Yeah.
I'm following this night. I'm following what you say. Because some men, they have ego to apologize. And I'm telling you, there is nobody with a majestic name to apologize.
Exactly. That's how we should be. Whoever offends the other should apologize.
Ada is agreeing to what I've said.
I am not. And now you are saying there's nobody. Whoever offends the other person should apologize.
Don't have that one. Leave that
That's
one.
What I'm saying. Whoever.
My friend, because you finish.
Okay, comrade, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
I never thought finish now.
Okay, go on.
What I was going to say, anytime I want to say, if my wife don't wash plate, anytime when you just come back, if I wash plate finish, I go front first, I go bone, you go come apologize. But at that, anytime why I vex, anytime why I shout, you know that they vex, you go apologize. Anybody can apologize.
Anybody can. Okay, whoever offends the other should apologize. Whoever, if the man wronged the woman, he should. Woman offends the man, she should.
Corner.
It's not. You're actually the one. And I told you yesterday, if you were a guest, I'll walk you out of the studio. I kid you not.
Ada, you're going to leave me.
I am not. I just want you to have
for my opinion.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
This is my first time calling.
All right, you're welcome.
Hope you're supporting me.
I'm not supporting you at all.
Never.
You now allow me to ring bell for you.
take it back.
Don't ring bell for me because I don't like waking you talk this night.
Really?
I don't like her.
Like, say, if she can't rub your head now, you know, go.
What are you even saying?
Forget rubbing of it.
Do you understand?
Let me talk to you.
Forget rubbing of it. If you offend, apologize. The communication would be better.
Right.
Nobody will get boiling temper inside.
Exactly.
After you don't release that stuff. If she let her keep that enraging thought in her, the day when you think of boss, someone you know will like her.
Tell him.
Just apologize. Apologize. Like, when I be on the normal level, everything goes cheese. So, see me, you can't say, you know, if you apologize, you'll be a dog, you'll be a big man, your ego.
The ego will catch fire.
Your plane will land well. Maybe you will cry.
All right, dear. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks for calling.
Well,
you heard.
Well, until that time.
A word is said.
Wait,
is
until that time
for
the plane to crash. But for the moment, let's
until
enjoy
then,
the
moment.
You're ready, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, Onome. How are you?
Hi, my Onome.
I'm fine. Happy New Month.
Thank you very much, dear. Same to you.
Onome, I hope you support me yesterday.
See, I was just listening to you there. Which one is Dennis doing? Dennis, which one is Dennis? Are you trying to whine all women, especially Ada that is beside
you?
Are you whining us?
See, Ada no rich.
You know,
I'm talking to you.
What
Dennis is saying, he's just saying all those things. He can't do it.
Ah.
Why will he offend this woman? And he won't apologize. Now, mouth to get, you know, if he do it, he'll be
talking. Nine times they sleep for ground, they beg.
What do you mean?
No minor.
What do you mean? So, you are joining Ada, Abi?
This one is not the matter of joining. This is the fact. This is the truth. Why would you offend me? And you want, and you think, hey, oh my goodness, I never see on the metro. You offend me. You offend me, and you still expect me to come and apologize to you or open my garden of.
Onome, not like I'm even trying to open old wounds, yeah? Let's just say, like, when you travel to Port Harcourt, yeah, to go see your guy, that happened. Imagine how hurt you were. Dennis is now expecting you to go back and rub his head. Dennis is.
You have to rub my head, Ada.
By doing that.
Onome, won't you rub my head?
Wait, Dennis. By doing that, if I do that, that means I've reduced my self-esteem.
It's a lie.
Exactly.
I disagree with you, Onome. It's not about reducing yourself. It's about more love, more romantic moments.
Extremely hurtful, and you expect me to still beg. Like, saying now only you be the man waiting for this word.
Onome, you never can tell. If I can give you more respect,
you trump upon my emotion.
Because of that, I would take you fly out of the country.
Fly yourself.
Seriously. You won't enter my head. You know if you enter my head. Me, I talk with and I won't talk.
Yeah,
you trump upon my emotions and you still want me to come and apologize to you. When I know that if I offend you, I'm this kind of person that is quick to apologize. These two words, I'm sorry. It's a very simple word, but very difficult for you men to do because of your ego. I don't know, even know what's... Dennis, don't make me talk too much. Dennis, I know you are whining at that. You are whining us.
Don't put me there. He cannot. He can't whine me. All right, dear. Thanks for calling.
Yes, dear.
Let's say if you apologize now, I give you money, you will not collect it.
It takes me nothing to apologize to you when I am at fault, Dennis.
It's not about
right.
When you are at fault. What I'm saying is that...
But when you're wrong, bro, you come to me to say sorry. And it's up to me to decide if I'm going to forgive you or not.
Mbano.
But I'm a good person, of course. I'll forgive you. Hello? Yeah. I'll forgive, I said. Yes, hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, what's your name?
Yeah, I'm calling back, Vidal.
Okay,
so, Ada,
yes.
I want to throw little jabs at you.
Okay.
And the previous caller, the lady that was called now, Moyo.
Mm.
You understand? I need you to understand something, you understand? You know it's the man's world.
Says who?
Oh.
It's the man's world.
Oh.
And you know, we owe you women respect, but not total respect.
Not total respect?
No. Just
wow,
allow me.
Women
allow
are
me.
So much.
Allow me to land my plane, babe. When God first created man, he never had a thought of a woman.
Oh.
The thought came later by having remnants from what he used to make a man.
Hey.
I'm like, okay.
Like, that's the description you use, remnants.
No. Don't get it twisted. Look, let me tell you something.
I am not twisting anything. I'm actually answering you based on what you're saying.
I feel the momo for a woman. You understand? But it depends. When the woman thinks I want the momo for, I want to take me for granted, but let her say, hey, babe, it's my world. You have to dance to my song. I wouldn't dance to your songs.
I feel so sorry
what
for the lady that's with you.
You have to be adventurous. Oh. You know, sometimes
I just feel sorry for the lady that's with you. Thank God for the kind of man I have.
In fact, now you are going to marry. Let me.
Hey, yeah, you came late. And I don't even want that person like you.
Wait, make I tell you something. You know that? Okay, tell the lady to try this thing. You know, when they pass the lady, and the lady reacts. You know, most times the lady looks very foolish to the guy. Mm-hmm. But when he slaps the lady and the lady doesn't react, and the man doesn't want to apologize. You know, the man gets scared, even though that guy is a very bad guy, has been very angry guy. You know, he gets scared, like, what is this? This babe still giving my food and still giving me good money. Mm. Actually, you know, the guy gets scared. You understand?
I don't want to scare anybody. I want to be who has sense.
No, Adam, me, I know you're stubborn. From all the stubborn, your mouth, like, I'm very stubborn.
Thank God you know. Hope you are seeing what I'm saying.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'd rather be stubborn and be within my right than actually be taken for a fool just to appease your ego. Never. It will never happen. When I'm at fault, I will come. I will even kneel down and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Depending on the gravity of my action, I might even cry. Yes. But not when one dude is wrong. Just because he's a man and he comes under the umbrella of a man's world, I should come and apologize. You could grow old, though. Right there. Okay, I feel like going on with this topic. I mean, all six lines seriously buzzing, but we do have the hookup edition of the show and we can't miss that. So, I don't want to bring back this topic for the third time. I don't know. Dennis, please help me out here. What do we do? I really feel... I feel sorry that some people are not participating, that we can't take all the calls. What do you think? Should we do this again tomorrow? It's now like a series. Yeah, all six lines are
buzzing. Yeah, I can imagine.
It's a tough one, trust me.
Let's do it tomorrow, 30 minutes.
Really?
Finally.
You think that will work? Okay.
Final,
okay.
30 minutes.
So Dennis has spoken, so we'll do this.
I need more supporters.
I beg, oh, then is your stand of sex in place of apology, no follow.
How do
you
know?
Is because ridicule will start creeping in. The lady might think that at the end of the offense, last now sex will control her husband. I don't subscribe to it. Likewise, even to total acceptance of apology immediately. Babs Rabaja. Bless you, Babs. You are a good person. All right. Thank you very much. 14 minutes now gone past one. I will be jumping back to the music. And honestly, fighting with someone like Dennis, not really fighting, trying to make Dennis see the light. Trying to make Dennis see the light has been a struggle.
Which one is light?
So I just want
why
to,
are you like this?
I just want to
your
cool
own
off.
Is light, my own is what?
Darkness. I just want to cool off with a danceable song. So I want to dance here in the studio.
This is not
and
fair.
Please, I implore you to dance with me. Yes, I am in that party mood. Then when we get back, it will be time for the hookup edition of the show. Feel free to start sending in your detail. Let us know who you are, where you stay, where you're from, what you do, your age, blood group, genotype, and the kind of partner you want to meet on the show. Please be very honest about it. If you need a serious relationship, you need someone to marry, you need a sex mate, you need a sugar daddy, you need a sugar mommy, you need friends with benefit, whatever it is that you need, just state it and be very honest. Also, telling us about yourself, make sure you are giving us actual detail about who you are. Thank you very much. Then you can go ahead and drop in your contact detail. So when we return, we'll be taking messages. Also, it is a night for you to give a shout out to that special one. So you can call the studio line or also send a text telling us who that person is, why you want us to play the song you request for that person. Just tell us sweet things about that person. Maybe your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, crush, roommate, neighbor, flatmate, your work colleague, your cousin, even your enemy. You just want to pepper them on the radio. No problems. All right, we'll be taking all of that. Thank you very much. So right now, we'll be listening to a song that is currently an anthem. Wandeko lands in with this single titled Come My Way. And I just want you to enjoy it. I've been enjoying this song for days. Enjoy this with me. And it is still the chart station. We'll be back. I know.
come my way. If them know, they no go let the money to come my way. So I pray, may they know yeah, I'm when the money come my way. Cause I know, what you now go do when the money come my way. Yeah,
the only type of register the law recognizes is paper-based. The Senate has condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lao local government area of Thurrabi.
Sports.
Goal number 2 for Liverpool. And the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Second earlier, he dropped a clanger. And this time, he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? They call me Rude Boy.
Yes, sir, one love, man. Superba in the building.
This is Daddy Shoki.
It's your boy, MC Galaxy, the king of new dance in Africa.
You what up, my people? It's your boy, Zlatan Ibileka Paichi, Mari Mari Chupaku.
You are listening to no other but Ada Blessing.
And you are listening to Ada.
Oh, you're listening to Ada Blessing.
Cause the child's play. So I said, let me find me. For the long time, I've been silent. I don't know, I've been studying. But the things say, I'm in hiding. Cause I don't know how to find me. I'll be a lonesome by my way. I'll be a lonesome by my way. Well, if it is a you be giant, you be giant for your pockets. If you only fight for your pockets, for your pockets.
Until by 2020, something happened with the government. That you say we forget for where?
Frozen bound by the way.
And I tell ya,
I know they move that way.
I know they move that way.
Don't make me move that way. No, I'm not built that way. Far across guys, look at my sideways. Now I know come niggas with your ass man. In the meantime, money came me. How you want time, they can tell me. If you need speed, I'll be staring. I go right behind the staring.
To your number one station for talk anytime and anywhere. Anywhere. Just search Nigeria Info FM on the Apple App Store and on Google Play Store and never leave home without us again. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Chart Station with Ada Blessing. We'll be right back.
General, no send me. Now I'm alone. Now way you no send me. You just a post. You just a popo me. You just a go. You know they answer me. Ewo, 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 kilo deo. Ewo, 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 kilo deo.
City where they beg you, she bambi.
They do like this, but nobody only. Don't be say I be Johnny Barty. I got issues, girl. I made you cry and I gave you tissues. After that, I kissed you. Then we say love like we always do. Say I let you on. You said before love, you are having fun. There's something leading love can be new.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Go find me one day. All right, Tiwa Savage right there with Queen Brandy, Somebody's Son. And Somebody's Son would definitely find us one day. Those of us that are still searching. Yes! Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Time check, it's 1:30 in the morning. And this is the hookup edition of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if you are just like Tiwa and Brandy, I mean, you are thinking just like them, hoping and praying that someday somebody's son or somebody's daughter gets to find you. Don't worry, you might meet that person on the show tonight. All you have to do is send in your detail. Pretty simple. Our studio line 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, please call and look for somebody's son. Please, please. Let it not be just the guys calling all the time looking for somebody's daughter. Please call and look for somebody's son. The line to dial is 014-657-190. Or send your details to the WhatsApp number 0809-597-5805. Who do we have here? Hello, good morning.
Mr. Frank the Adam.
No, this is Mr.
This is not Mr. Frank. This is Mr. Frank's best friend.
Oh, okay. You two sound alike.
Mr. Frank's best friend, Mr. Chris. Welcome.
Yes, from Yaba.
Is this Chijoke?
Yes.
Oh, Chijoke, welcome.
Voice sounds like this.
Welcome, Chijoke.
Good morning.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm with you, Mr. Dennis. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, morning, sir. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Ada, how are you now?
Ada is good. I can't complain.
Happy New Month.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Frank, my man, I miss you so much, sir. Happy New Month, sir.
Hey.
Long life and prosperity, sir.
Amen.
Ada, please, can I order for a song? I have a woman on the radio.
Now.
There's a woman there now.
Ada, woman there, not the fat woman again.
Wait, now.
Wait, the same lady?
No.
Chijoke, just within 2 days. Show us road now.
No, Ada, me, I'm hot cake.
Oh. Three bosses for you.
Me, I know they hesitate. Though.
Okay, so what's her name and what are you saying to her? Who is she to you and what song? Oh, dear. Chijoke, please call back and let us know, okay? We can't just play a song for her like that. You have to tell us her name, who she is to you, and why we should play that song for her. Yeah, we need to know. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a regular listener of Nigerian Info 24/7.
Oh, nice. Welcome.
This is my first time calling.
Okay, you're welcome to the show.
Yeah, please. I don't know if I'm permitted because I listened to a pathetic story of a lady that you brought on here yesterday. I feel you neglected or you omitted part of her story.
Okay, that was during Life and Dangerous. Okay, we'll talk about the show. Yes. This is the chat station.
Please.
It's a different show.
Please, let me chip in one thing, please. Allow me, please. As a first time caller, could you?
This is not the show. Okay, let's respect
please.
No, let's respect that. I am sorry. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, Lekan Benin.
Okay, welcome.
Yes, I'm Lekan.
Lekan, welcome.
Yeah, 36 years old.
Mm.
36 years, yeah. Light and complexion, I'm a slim guy.
Okay.
Yoruba from Osun State.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm cool, I'm gentle, I'm Julia. My hobby is swimming and drumming. So, genotype is blood group O positive.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what is?
How old are
I
you?
I work self-employed. 36.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm tall, 5.96 tall.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
and I would love to meet a lady. A slim lady that is also with a nice back side. So, which I'm sexual romantic. She could be very complete, you know, yellow, dark, but she must be very beautiful and hardworking. She must be humble.
Okay.
Neat. And know how to cook very well. And I want her to be a Yoruba girl.
Okay.
That is ready to settle down for marriage by next year. So, can I drop my number?
Feel free.
080-622-549.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Ada Oyi Highway. I am Vilad Yo, 30 years of age, chocolate in complexion, 5.7 feet tall. From Kogi State, based in Lagos, genotype AS, blood group O positive. Hobbies are soccer playing and watching soccer as well. Okay. Reading and seeing movies. I am into music, a BSc holder, a good time gentleman. Looking to meet honest, dark and chubby lady for a serious relationship. Anyone interested, boss me up on 0805-507-2376. 0805-507-2376. Regards. Okay, thank you for that. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. The Bonnie Sexy Moyo.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Alright.
Yeah. So, I want to shout out to my friends, to my Mayu fan.
Oh, okay.
You're playing on Thursday.
Are they playing on Thursday or?
Thursday.
Okay.
I play with Jasna on Thursday. I just want to tell everybody, my friends, my family, I love you guys. Are you guys? Are that blessing? Dennis, Bonnie, and Akim. I love you guys so much.
Oh,
I want to play
with
a song, Only Father by Mayoko.
What song?
Only Father, Mayoko. Yeah. That name because Mayoko's song.
All right, we'll look for it and play it. Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Ada. I am Emmanuel. I am 37 years old, O positive blood group, O positive blood group, AA genotype. I am tall and dark, and I am into business. I'd really like to meet a good-hearted and independent woman between 24 to 29 for a serious relationship. She should be a graduate who is attractive and tall. She should be very confident. She should be a very confident person and a good communicator who is caring and very thoughtful. My WhatsApp number is 0705-916-5807. 0705-916-5807. All right. Hello. Sorry about that. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to do my shout out. Good morning.
Oh, okay.
My sweet baby.
Okay.
Always make me happy. And to Denison. And to my big dog, you don't say I never call
you. Yeah, it's been a while.
I will try to call you this week.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know now, we go play music today. You understand? Hello?
Yeah, we are here.
Maybe you are here after I go say, Mr. Park, please, I apologize. Stand down, good. No. Full album today, but full track.
You find the
something. Make person enter her next year.
Make person enter where?
By next year. Yeah, I go look for better woman.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because. Bill says things on the day somehow fair. Make I do one more try, just one more try.
Okay, that's cool.
And my greetings to my big friend, Chijoke. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
He's enjoying his life now. I jealous him, I'm telling you this. And I'm slowly less no good though.
I know.
5 years though.
I know.
Nah,
well done.
I'll try next year. If I say a good one, all I don't like in a woman is her temper. I don't.
Okay.
I don't like her temper. Every other thing I can manage it. But next year, not now.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Like,
don't go and jealous. So you know if I. Jealous. Message at that moment. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye. Don't worry. I am not jealous. Good morning, Ada. My name is Alexander, 30 years old, fair in complexion, Igbo by tribe. I am good looking and self employed. I am 5.9 feet tall, jovial, and fun to be with. Reside in Alimosho local government area here in Lagos State. I'd like to meet a lady between the ages of 24 to 29 for a serious relationship that will lead to marriage. She can be of any height, but not closer to the ground. She can be from any tribe as well. She has to be good looking and well spoken. She should stay within Alimosho local government area. My phone number is 0704-640-8586. I'll take that again. 0704-640-8586. My email is LexiPS, Lexi, LexiPS at hotmail.com. Thanks. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Ada.
Hi. Good morning.
This is Prudence calling back.
Prudence, welcome.
I want to give a shout out to Nigeria Info staff.
Aww.
I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Frank.
Okay.
Chris. Chris Lopeye.
Okay.
Adeguki.
Nice.
Ibina Bo. It's been long I heard from Ibina Bo. It's been long he called the radio station.
Okay.
Anyways, give a shout out to all the Nigerian for listeners. And everybody doing a good job.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alright.
I'd have to skip to this song.
What song is that?
Listen to Holy Father by Miyoko.
Okay, interesting. You and Moyo. Nice.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, my name is Patrick. I am from Delta State, Urawa by tribe, but work in Lagos. I am 35 years old. I am into art. I do paintings, drawings, and branding of clothes. Self-employed. And love new innovations and creativity. I am 5.5 feet tall, dark in complexion, and love good music. In need of a beautiful and romantic lady, average in height and size, who's ready to give romance a new face and ready to support likewise. Between the ages of 23 to 27, any tribe, and she should be a Christian. She can WhatsApp or call me on 0903-868-7076. 0903-868-7076.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
This is Simpson Hato.
Simpson Hato, welcome.
Thank you. I want to get woke up.
Feel free, tell us about you.
Okay, I'm Simpson Hato, from Lagos Island.
Okay.
I work and I do business. I like to get woke up the lady.
Your blood group genotype, what work do you do?
My blood group is O positive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my genotype.
So what kind of work do you do?
Okay, I work in hospital, same facility manager. I do business, so can I go on?
Yeah. Where are you from?
Okay. I'm from Lagos. Yeah, I'm based in Lagos too, so.
All right then. Tell us about the kind of lady you want to meet on the show.
So I just need a lady with a very sexy big bum bum.
Okay.
Yeah, for a soulmate. So I would like to be from the age between from 18 to 45.
Okay.
Yeah. So my number.
Yes, go ahead.
081-64-56-86-80.
Can I say that again? Yes.
Okay. 081-64-56-86-80.
Okay.
She can flash your call or text. Okay with anyone.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Dozie. I am 30 years old. From Lagos State. Fair in complexion. Based in Lekki, Lagos. Blood group O positive. Genotype AA. I love romance and I am willing to whisper love songs and words that will make her feel more than a queen to that beautiful, well-to-do, eloquent, independent lady that is from the age of 20 upward for a romantic relationship. You can call me to know more about me. Okay, this is actually nice, but we have to know more about you. Where you live, where you're from, and what you do. Okay, I see that you're online, dossier. So please add the detail and we'll take this out. All right, thank you very much. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, Mr. Jeff.
Ada, thank you for picking my phone.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
God damn it. Thank you, Dave, for letting Ada not to pick my phone.
I don't understand.
Yes? No problem. Ada?
Yes.
My shout out goes to myself and my God.
Okay.
I thank him for giving me peace of mind.
Nice.
And at least, for giving me mental stability.
Okay.
So I give praise to him. Please, play favor. You are the most high.
I complete you.
Why?
Okay. I know it's a song, but it doesn't suit the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I play this song now by Westlife.
What song is that?
Queen of my heart.
Ah, you are the queen of your own heart.
Yes, now. And I give
you're
shout
the queen
out
or the king.
Yoto. Yeah.
Okay.
Ada, good night.
All
thank
right,
you very
dear.
Much.
Thank you.
Care.
Thank you, dear. Oh, dear Jeff. Okay, 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, so I'll take this text and then we'll jump straight to the music. So we play the songs that you've asked that we play for you. Before, according to Mr. Frank, I'll now apologize and tell you I'll play the song tomorrow. Hello, good morning. My name is Dozie, 30 years old, from Lagos, wearing complexion. Based in Lekki, Lagos. Blood group O positive, genotype AA. I love romance and I'm willing to whisper love songs and words that will make her feel more than a queen to that beautiful, well-to-do, eloquent, independent lady. That'll be from the ages of 20 upward for a romantic relationship. You can call me to know more about me. I am into auto business and I live in Lekki, Lagos. Okay. My number is 0903-366-6505. Okay, thank you so much for that. So it's time for us to grant your request. We'll be starting off with Holy Father, a song by Mayakun, featuring Victoni. We'll be right back.